بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد pertinent supplication for settlement of debt. A slave who had agreed to pay his master a specific amount of money for his freedom was having difficulty in meeting the demands. He came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu requesting financial aid. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, "Should I not teach you a dua that was taught to me by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whereby you had debts equivalent to the value of Mount Sabir, that is a mountain in Yemen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would ensure its death." The dua, "Allahumma fini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak," the translation, "O Allah, let your halal suffice me against all that you have declared haram, and grant me independence from everybody besides you." Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once found him missing from Jum'ah Salah. Upon completing the Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him and asked, "Why did I not see you today?" He informed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he owed a Yahud an uqiyah of gold. When he set out for Salah, the Yahud decided to hold him back and would not allow him to proceed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Mu'adh, should I not teach you a dua whereby even if you had debts equivalent to Mount Sabir, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would settle them?" The dua that Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Qul illahumma malika al-mulk, tu'ti al-mulka man tasha' wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha' wa tu'izzu man tasha' wa tuzillu man tasha' biyadika al-khayr innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, tuliju al-layla fi'n-nahar wa tuliju al-nahara fi'l-layl, وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما تعطي منهما من تشاء وتمنع من تشاء ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك." The translation of this is the ayat of the Quran Sharif. "O Allah, you are the King of Kings, the owner of sovereignty. You give sovereignty to whomsoever you desire. You remove sovereignty from whomsoever you desire. You grant honor to whomsoever you desire. You ridicule whoever you desire. In your hands is only good, and you have power over all things. You enter into night, the day, and you bring the day into the night, and you remove, you extract the living from the dead, and you extract the dead from the living, and you sustain whomsoever you desire without any account. O Rahman, compassionate person of the dunya and akhirah, and the most merciful of the dunya and akhirah, you give to whomsoever you desire from it, and you hold back from whomsoever you desire. Have such mercy upon me that will free me from the mercy of those beside you." Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once entered the masjid and found an Ansari companion by the name of Abu Umama seated therein. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Why are you here in the masjid at this time when no compulsory salah is due?" He informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was overburdened with grief due to debt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Should I not teach you a dua whereby your debts and grief will be removed?" He replied, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to recite the following dua every morning and evening: "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكهر الرجال. The translation of which is, O Allah, I seek refuge from you against worries and grief, against laziness and helplessness, against cowardice and stinginess, and against overpowering debts and the subjugation of man. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.